nervously wiping the sweat from his quivering brow, the young soldier hastily stumbled through the tedious procedure of reloading his musket. He ignored the bitter taste of discharged gunpowder as he vainly ran his tongue along his dry lips. Instead, he focused his full attention on identifying a target. He squinted his eyes in an attempt to clarify the contrasts of color blurred by the smoke of battle. He blocked out the explosions and the yelling of the attacking enemies around him as he forced the hard stock of his rifle into his shoulder and pressed his cheek against its wooden grain. In his mind, this Union soldier knew the battle was clearly running in the enemy's favor. As he eased back the trigger and loosed the burning shot, he simultaneously issued a plea to the deliverer in heaven to save him from the hand of the enemy. The lead ball from his musket missed, but his earnest prayer did not. As he prepared to release his last shot at the opposition, a thunderous roar of shouting from close behind shocked him. Startled, he jerked the trigger and the final bullet fired wildly from the muzzle. He expected to discover that the enemy had surrounded them. But instead, he realized that the cry which had gone up was one announcing the arrival of friendly reinforcements to support what miraculously turned from a desperate defense into a